Anybody else have anything to say before we go on to...
I had a comment. So, Ion, do RNA drops have a sound, like a frequency that's...
They certainly do.
Is it 528 or is it something different?
The resonance of the decibel shifts a little bit from generation to generation. So as it's becoming, it's slowly, slightly increasing the variable. The decibel is increasing a bit, generation to generation.
Is the 522 or the 528, that is the love frequency? Is that correct? That's what I've heard from...
Oh, good Lord, suffering cat. No, forget all that bullshit. That's not the love frequency. But now we do like the love boat. Now, you want to play the love boat, we can listen to the love boat all night long. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But that's at a better frequency, though.
And this pattern that we're seeing in the news constantly, these famous people that are being outed for whatever their closet secrets are, and they've been representing different products like the Subway guy and Bill Cosby. It just seems to be a pattern that if you're famous, you're being outed. Is this to do with the Bible prophecy that everything will be known? I can't remember the exact wording, but nothing will be secret.
Well, there's nothing secret anyway.
I guess it doesn't really matter because everybody's going to be all information on everybody is out there if anyone wants to find it.
Well, that's not even the point. The better question is who cares?
Yeah, and because the pattern is happening, is that what it's bringing that nobody cares, that a politician
can't get up? Well, That's what's happened. That's what happens over and over and over again. It comes along and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I liked that very good till I didn't, you know?
Only the Android meme cares. Only the Android meme cares, and it's not talking to us. Okay, Wendy, I said Roxy get the next question, so I'll put you on hold for a minute. Those are good questions. That's nice to get done.
It's very nice.
Which one is this, the anonymous?
We're the good ones.
Is that you, Roxy, this one?
Guten Abend, Super Sugar Love. Yes, last week I asked you why Bob had this fixation with the charts, and yesterday I was listening to the part three of the Genesis, and I think I got my answer there, that you say he's doing the genealogy backwards to the tree of life.
Yes.
Yeah, what you're saying, Roxy, is that my charts seem to be a reflection of what you learned from the Genesis recording, the third part on the Tree of Life. That's what you're saying?
No, that you were doing this metanoia because you are going back to what happened when we fell. And I see, for example, in the Bible, they say you can eat from the Tree of Life, but don't eat from the Tree of Knowledge. And when we ate the apple, we fell, and it's very interesting that it says your eyes will be open and you will know like this dialectic between bad, good and evil. So I think it's the same tree, the tree of life, but in the fallen state we see the tree of knowledge, like we got lost in the visual and these false premises.
Okay, so your question is, Ion, is the tree of life the same as the tree of knowledge to the little
no.
man?
And what would be the difference?
For the little man, Roxy, or for
because, for example, I see that the tree of life will be chromosome 14, I think, because it's an archetype of many cultures.
No, he's saying no. No, that'll take you down the wrong path. Don't look at me like that. You're at the ending of the road, not that part of the road.
Because, for example, for the Toltecs, the cross is like the connecting tree that connects all the different levels of the universe, of the worlds, the heaven, the earth, the underground, and
The Toltec mythology, the Toltec knowledge. You have a comment on that, Ian? The Toltec knowledge. No. What were they trying to express?
How wonderful Bob is.
So
if you look close, that's what it all points to. It's like they built heebie-jeebies just for Bob.
But the thing is, it's like I'm trying to understand what was the process to put the power on sites. Like in, it says you ate from the apple from the tree of knowledge, the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Before the fall, we were eating from the tree of life. So
yes,
I'm trying to
yes.
to understand putting the power outside ourselves has to do with this chemistry of the things we ate. So how did that happen, really? How, what's this process of putting the power outside by eating?
It's the way you separate yourself from your power by consuming something that you allow to distract or take away. In this case, you got to where it would make you little man, and it stuck.
Was it necessary to create the drops, like, to get out of the labyrinth of the mind and, like, start the process in an autonomic way without the labyrinth of the mind?
Well, it never works if you have to have the labyrinth of the mind. It's too clever by half, which isn't clever at all.
What was the apple?
Was it literally an apple, Ion?
No.
Ah, what was it?
It was a lipid.
Yay. A lysine-laced lipid.
Really?
She laughed hard, and then she says, really? Yes.
Yes, I laugh because you say lysine is in sperm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a protein.
So why'd you say that, Carol? You're not serious.
Well, if it's not fruit, what's the most important thing that it could be? And the most important thing for our diet, what we're talking about lately, is lipids, fats.
Why would that cause a fall then? The apple caused a fall, Carol. Maybe you didn't hear.
Well, lipids are very important for the brain. You know, you need the strong or healthy lipids to surround your neurons in your brain.
Why don't you just ask what the apple was, Carol?
Ion, what was the apple if it wasn't an apple?
It was leopard's ice cream.
And when I announced everybody, Carol was only joking. She didn't open the ice cream. It's all sitting there, all sealed.
You lie. I had two huge...
And you put the top back on?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks quite solid. Oh, you actually took some?
Yeah.
Huge chunks?
Not huge.
Is that why you went upstairs an hour ago to eat it upstairs or something?
No, I in the garage.
I noticed you were skulking around. I did notice that. I thought, uh-oh. But then you didn't get mad at me.
Okay.
You just started eating
The tree of Bob's life is ice cream.
And I just said it. The apple was my leopard's. I was eating it when I was with
Moses. And it's a super sugar.
It's a super sugar until we get the real stuff.
Well, we've got the real stuff.
So I used up all the RNA or the living water, living bread supplies in our Garden of Eden, and I brought in the lapis ice cream, which Moses saw me eating, as a substitute, and that was the fall of man ion. That was it.
Okay.
Did I didn't even hear? Okay. Yeah, Bob said so. It is. So it is.
But did you mention,
Roxanne, you better take over. It's gone downhill.
From Bob's mouth to Garrison Keillor's ear.
You just mentioned that the frequency of the drops is changing. So could you tell us which frequency we have to reach or which will be the frequency we are attaining? That was
we'd say no.
Okay. Because
there's a reason, and the reason is that it's changing, it's shifting. So it's almost practically impossible to say this is that because that is this because this is what it was. So we'd say just go back to there and have that, and then you can get your power back and you're done. But you won't have that. You separate it in such a way that you want to change it so you don't have that access anymore. You basically, how do you say, messed up your hard drive so that you're not able to reboot. Reboot, yes. Do you have that patented, Dr. Dean?
Nope.
Okay, well,
don't
do it. Don't
that.
Tell anybody or you'll have to buy it from them, too, so no worries.
But it's interesting that also this archetype of the Apple shows up now, like the iPhones and the computers.
And if you cut an apple in half and look at it, it looks just like a horror.
Yeah.
And hey, Ian, there's a documentary on Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I wanted to ask
like
who
Wendy's
was talking.
Like, hold it, Roxy, hold it. But that Steve Jobs is being exposed, like Wendy said, as a mean son of a bitch. Is that accurate, Ian, or you don't judge people on that level of activity?
He was pretty tough, but yeah.
Is he still watching JW's computer?
He's in an urn.
Yeah. Is he watching JW's computer? That's what he was. You reported he was last doing.
Yes, he's still in the urn.
And he can't figure out what makes JW's computer super?
Apparently.
And if when he does, he'll get out of the urn.
It's up to him. He likes it there. It's spacious.
Okay, go ahead, Roxy.
Everybody now says media evolved so that we could communicate at the planetary level, but I think it actually evolved until we could communicate with you with the non-physical. It goes beyond the planetary. Was media really serving in this evolution, or was it the service?
Media has done nothing but mess things up, ask Bob.
So media, art, philosophy, science, everything, religion, was the way we were trying to heal the fall, but could not be the solution because it's fallen state creation.
Relatively speaking, yes.
So the healing. And I find it interesting that I know you don't like that, but in Pergamon they use the same symbols for wealth and health, the snake in the
caduceus.
Yes, and the rod.
And the crab
apples.
It's also
related
the crab
to the cross, the crucifixion of Jesus in some images.
Yes.
Why would they do that? That they represent health and wealth with the same symbol?
You gotta die to be reborn.
We gotta boo to get rebooted.
So it's like a distortion of the chromosome 14 cross.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Knowing about the chromosome 14 is going back to the tree of life?
Yeah, but the tree of life doesn't have anything to do with anything. You're going to that. You're not going back to it. You're going to it the first time.
But you told Bob that
when
that's
you were
what
God, when
doing.
You were God. Well, that's right. He is. But
what did you say, Roxy? What did he tell
you're
Bob?
You're not going back to
what did he tell Bob, Roxy?
The first time.
Yeah, we're going to the first time. Right? We get that. What did he tell
said
Bob?
That you were going said? Back to the tree of life that, with all this genealogy.
Yeah, well, Ion says that we're getting back to the original source energy. That's what our job is. But when, I think what he means is when you're reading the Bible, you don't go to any of the content in the Bible. You're not going back to it. You're going to it for the first time, right? I'm making a distinction between the general principle of going back to source
energy. She's talking about eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge or the tree of life.
Yeah, that's a story in the Bible. And the Bible, you say, we're not going back to.
She's saying going back to it. We're saying that you are going to it for the first time because when you were ascended, you didn't need it. You had it. There wasn't anything for you to eat.
This is our first fall, so this will be our first solution.
Right. So it won't be your second reboot.
It won't be our second reboot.
Right. Your first ascension back to where you were originally.
But you have said get back to God. You cite songs about that, but you're not talking about the stories in the Bible when you say that.
Well, we're not talking about the tree of life when we talk about that.
Oh, okay. The tree of life we're going to for the first time.
Very good. Excellent. Now, you got your notes typed?
Oh, okay. Just a second. Elaborate. What do you have? One more thing to say about that, Roxy?
I don't really understand chromosome 14 because I thought it was first activated with the RNA drops. But I think now that it was always there, and Bob told me you can use it to ascend or descend. It's not necessary that you activate it for your ascension. You can also activate it for your descension.
That's how you descended in the first place. But you're not going to that. You're going up to it.
And the thing is that then we need the chemistry of the drops and the products to guarantee that we are using the chromosome 14 to ascend and not to descend.
Now you've already descended. It's what gets you on the path. And we don't even like to use that like that because that's insufficient when it comes to what you're trying to engage. Good. Okay. No more rabbit holes. Play the song, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, Sugar Love.
Thank you, Roxy. You know what, Ayanna didn't come in. It's not here.
While you're looking for that, last week Roxanne asked about corundum, and corundum is Al2O3, aluminum trioxide, in its hexagonal crystal structure. Now, we all know Al2 is the start of the new environment, so corundum, does it manifest in the new environment in its aluminum-ness ion?
It will be. It will be. It won't manifest. It will be. Well, you would say it already is. You are just catching up to it, but it depends on how much crystal you get your hands on lately.
So the Al2SO4, since there are many forms of aluminum, does it depend on having a good source like this corundum that has such an incredible history rather than just cheap any old aluminum?
Well, the purer will become the more significant and it'll get better. You'll find it more and more and more.
Okay, that's great. Thanks.
So what are we going to say?
Are the emerald tablets the only corundum objects that we have now, or is there any more?
There's lots.
What did you say was the corundum object, Roxy?
The emerald tablets.
Emerald tablets. There's lots more than that, right, Ion?
Yes.
Well, you're just saying. You have any other things, Roxy?
No, not now.
Okay, thank you. Let's see what we got here. Who's this person? 856, New Jersey.
Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, you've got the form. You can ask Ian your synagogue station
Just
questions.
As soon as Bob plays the music, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me get the music. Okay.
Waiting.
Yeah, waiting. It seemed the sound went out. Ian, there's a, I think it's a broken video. I mean, they've got him chanting, ranting, but we're not hearing it.
Ah, interesting.
Weird music.
Yay.
This is showing the guy a little boozy going nuts in a psychiatric clinic.
Yay. Yum.
Okay, so what a wonderful video. It had no content.
That's right. That's why it's important. That's the part we're trying to convey. It's no content.
No content. Awesome. Okay, I will now get rid of me.
Glory.
And put that there. We'll bring on Kyle. I think that's it. I don't know why I'm still talking. Still doubled.
We like it. We like it when you talk.
Okay,
talk good.
Let's go,
you talk good,
Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
I just got in on the last part of that topic. I'm going to give you my version of born again. When you come to the earth and you are in your mother's...
You don't come to the earth. Hold on. You don't come to the earth. You've always been in the earth. You don't come from your mother. That's all wrong.
Okay. Let me say what I want to say, then tell me why it's wrong. When you're born and your mother's water breaks, that is being born again. And when you're in the water, that's when you're baptized. So when you come from the womb, maybe from, I'm saying that when you come from wherever you come from, when you come out of the womb, you're born again. And because you're in the water, you're baptized. You don't have to join a church or anything like that to be born again and baptized. So what is wrong with that?
Who said you had to be baptized in the first place? That water and the blood is a representation of when they pierced Jesus and the water came first, then the blood flowed.
I'm just going to follow what's in the Bible. You must be born again, and you should be baptized. That's what the church thinks.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a lot of time, so I just want to hit on one subject, see what you have to say about this. I claim to be one of the 7,000. It's first mentioned in 1 Kings 19:18. Elijah is complaining about how he's all alone. And the Lord says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. Now, it's mentioned again in the New Testament, in Romans 11:4, Paul speaking, 11:3 says, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thy altars, and I am left alone. That's Elijah. And they seek my life. And Paul says, but what saith the God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed a knee to the image of Baal. So there's the Old Testament collaboration of that there are 7,000 special people that the Lord has reserved to himself for a special purpose.
And you have to respond to that?
Well, my concept is that the 7,000 are really the only ones that can know the truth about what the Bible is about.
Well, if you had this finding, why would it include you?
Well, because I'm one of them.
Well, then you wouldn't be talking about this.
Well, it was extracted out of me last week when I was asked for the second time, have I listened
back?
But Bert primarily, but I guess Bob and Kim last week said it would do me so good, so much good to listen to your version of Revelations. And I tell them I have no desire to listen to it because I already know what I want to know about it. I can't see you really having a problem with that.
No.
Mine doesn't
have
problems.
We don't have any problems.
But they do. they think I need to read it to get my head unwound, as Kim said.
Definitely you need that. Yeah, you do need the therapy.
Okay.
So, Ian, well, what do you think of the theory that he's part of a select group of 7,000?
Well, I think it's the most ridiculous bunch of drivel that's ever been spoken out loud. You are the 7,000 of 7,000. It doesn't even mean 7,000. It's one, it's two, it's a million, it's 100 million, it's a G and a gazillion, a quadrillion. It's unknown. So this 7,000 that's this part of this eternal, that is eternal, of all the other humans that are, get on some little planet somewhere with your other 7,000 and just live happily ever after, but not so much.
Why is it in the Bible then?
What is it actually referring to? Yes, well, it's a good, no, that's a good question.
I have this question.
You stole my ice cream. You cannot talk. You're banned from the show.
If the Bible was taken out of the Council of Nicaea, where it was totally edited by stupid people who couldn't even read, how do you think the Bible's words have any relationship to reality?
Because the Ion finds the meat in it, and we did in our series. He did find the stupid words did have meaning, right, Ion?
Yeah, but we have to translate them. So that's why we want you to listen to Ion.
How come it's such garble, the editing, and you still were able to find great meaning out of the words that are in the Bible, Ion? How did you manage to do that?
We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
All right, good. So this idea about the 7,000, Kyle just quoted some scripture, which I think it relates to that. What is the meaning from your perspective, Ion, of that section that he quoted? What is the 7,000? What is it referring to? Is it chemistry?
No. It's the parts of you that can't come back to you.
Because you're split or you don't want them to come back?
Because you're a little man trying to be something, and that's what the scripture is trying to refer to, is that if you come back to where you were, you wouldn't even have to be included in this less than 7,000.
So the desire to join the 7,000 is a rabbit hole, we say, which means mistake or distortion, not advisable if you want to ascend. That passage is the wrong route, is what you're saying, or the route of inadequacy.
Basically.
Right? It's an example of a bad idea that they put in Scripture. Okay, you got an idea.
Get you a King James Version and look up Numbers 15:15 and see how it goes.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
This is the Father speaking. This is not me speaking. Two quotes directly. One to Elijah and one from Paul about the 7,000. So they are leading us astray.
Are we supposed to interpret the way you do, Ion? Or they mean something else, and they're not meant to be taken as a put-down?
Did the Council of Nicaea get it wrong, Ion?
More times than they got it right, but that's not even the point. The point is that this reference, Numbers 15:15, answers it. So,
11:5, Paul says, even so, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And the 7,000 is also referred to as the election. And Christ even calls them, said in Matthew 24, if the days weren't shortened in the tribulation, even the very elect would be seduced by the Antichrist. So it's I can keep on going.
The rim, you please yourself. It's delicious to us. We find it very refreshing, but you need to apply it in that remnant that you're talking about. The remnant, the leftover scrap, is God's peculiar people who are not.
Right.
The true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God, the root and the branch of Jesse. So beautiful, wonderful, fine. But if you keep going and you keep going, you're going to exclude yourself from this whole ascension process. We're trying to simplify it simply for you so that you can then come back and be into your full glory, which is marriage supper of the Lamb that you're trying to get to. We're trying to...
You got me there long ago.
But Numbers 15:15 cleans up a lot of that mess.
Hey, Kyle, when he says he got you, what's that mean? He made a point you recognize, or you don't get it? What do you mean by the phrase
yes,
he got
yes.
you?
Yes, yes. I was waiting to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and Ian convinced me that there was no such thing as time. So I was in a linear plane waiting for the revelations to unfold, and once the Antichrist was defeated, then I would go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because as one of the 7,000, I would not accept the Antichrist, and that gets me my invitation. So when he eliminated linear time, I said, well, hey, that's the only thing I haven't done, completed in my studies of the Bible, is get to that marriage supper. So I went home that night and read that part in Revelation, and I felt my spirit leave my body, and I went to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and I was asked, do you accept Jesus as your husband? And I said, I do. And I felt...
Okay, you said the phrase, you got me, Ion, you got me. Is that a compliment to Ion, or is that a rebuke? What does it mean to say, you got me, Ion? That's what I'm asking. What that phrase...
I mean, you got my attention. You got my attention, Ion.
That's before. And now you've decided that Ion's attention is not worth it. You're disagreeing with Ion.
No, it sounds like to me Ion's disagreeing with the Father, not me.
Who's the Father, the leader of the 7,000 group? Who's the Father?
The Father is the Lord, the one that sits on the throne, the true God.
And Ion, by his interpretation of the 7,000 section, is, you think, a rejection of the Father's truth?
He's rejecting that the Father has reserved 7,000 men. And I agree with Ion. 7,000 doesn't have to be the exact number, because it's 7,000 at all times. So the Lord has 7,000 men at all times that he can call on.
We're glad your time is short. Go to Numbers 15:15.
Okay.
Kyle, maybe we can come back to that, but ask him about the synagogues of Satan, your interpretation, and see what Ion says about it.
The synagogue of Satan is based on that Lucifer, or as he became in the New Testament, Satan, had sex with Eve, and he is the father of Cain. And therefore Cain passed on the serpent seed, which in Revelations Satan is referred to as the dragon, the serpent, that old serpent, and that's where you connect the name serpent. This seed line, this is my thoughts, has been inbred over the ages. Now, they've also outerbred, but the synagogue of Satan, I think that they refer to.
Oh, Lord, stop all that. It's just easy. You're out of time, so that's good. All you're trying to talk about is the Nephilim and the Seraphim, that the fall of where they had relations with angels. Who is Satan is an angel, and that's proven, and he is. And you don't even have to call Andrew Hitchcock to see all that ridiculous babble bullshit, because that's what it is.
I don't have nothing to do with Hitchcock.
Well, I understand, but that's where the other people would be if they're not interested, which they're not. If you're not going to be interested, make sure you check out Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
I read his shit. It's crap.
But it's Bible. It's Babel. But regardless, that's a whole other thing.
Well, who is Cain's father? Who is Cain's father?
Cain has no father.
So when Eve said, I have a son from the Lord, and they said,
yes,
that's Cain.
He is the son from the Lord, but the Lord was not his father.
No, but Satan isn't either, huh?
Satan isn't either, nope.
Okay.
He's not a man that he should lie.
Okay, let me get to Numbers 15:15. One ordinance shall be both for you and the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. 16, and one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Now, how does that connect to the 7,000?
It cleans them up. If by this, the Hindiades in 1515 makes no room for the 7,000. Because if you have that for the entire congregation, the one by one by one by one that sojourns, the 7,000 just turned into 700 million. Then it shall be that when ye eat of the bread of the land, ye shall offer up a heave offering unto the Lord.
So you say, just forget the 7,000 and move on.
The same way we are surprised you didn't jump into the 144,000, but then we explained that that's the 144,000 double helixes, but a lot of people are still waiting on those 144,000 chosen ones to catch out on the same ship to glory land, too.
No. Trust me, I was on the 144,000 are the elect, and the 7,000 are the very elect. That's the way I learned.
Okay.
All right. Then trust me, I know all
that. That's the case. Well, you know then, so you know that's actually referring to double helix strands in a perfect body. So perfect, good.
Okay, so
7,000 might be the amino acids, the variations of amino acids that actually affect the lipids of the 144,000.
Okay, great. I'll go with that. Absolutely. That's what I was telling Bob. I haven't touched the Bible for 20 years. It's only by listening to you that you've got me interested in going back and trying to reinterpret at a third level, at a higher level than I knew before, and extract some of this type of information out of there. So I'm okay with what you said. You gave me an answer that I can believe. So thank you.
Embrace it. Don't get tangled up in it, though. Just take that part, hold it tight, and let it be, and then let it become. Then move on. Don't ever get stuck, because every time you get stuck, we're on you like a bad habit, because it has nothing to do with the whole process. And you can throw that down once you ascend. But we got you. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you helped me greatly. I did not believe you would come up with an answer. So you fooled me. So, but thanks a lot. You got me again, Ian.
Yay. Wonderful indeed. Come back some more. We'll play some more.
All right. Thanks a lot. I got to go, you guys.
Okay, Kyle, we would normally play Jenny's Yay! The Little Kids.
Hey,
we'll do it next
time. Hey, will you play a song for me, Bob, please?
Yeah, what?
The singer is Gene Crawford, and the song is Double Life.
All right.
It's a good one.
You won't be. You got to go, so you won't hear it.
Well, I got to take a shower, so I can still have the sound on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to get it. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Kyle. That's great.
Yeah, and Kyle, the issue was, were you going to listen to the Book of Revelation series? Are you inclined to do that now?
Not right now. Maybe at some later date. I already got tangled up enough in all this. I wasn't seeking this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seemed like y'all set me up for this.
Yeah, we set you up real good. Bert, me, and Kim. And they're going to be
happy. Y'all got me, too.
All right, very good. Okay, so we're going to bring someone else on. Liza. Or I'm going to put Eliza and Greg or Ginny on. Who's got the more interesting question? What are you proposing, Greg or Ginny, if you have a question?
Okay, the question.
Okay.
The discovery of some new species of Homo something or other in some caves outside of Johannesburg, small skeleton people.
Okay, Eliza, what's your question?
My first topic will begin with Swarovski crystals, because it's going to go off the topic that was discussed earlier on the crystals when Ion was talking about it.
Okay, so we'll do Greg's first, and then we'll do you, Eliza. Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Ion, what world are these skeletons that these anthropologists have found outside of Johannesburg? Are they from some place in this now history, or did they come here from some other parallel world?
They had two different sets of worlds.
Describe those two different sets of worlds.
One is from one very similar to us, and the other one more of a like a Uranus type world, to give a comparison.
This cave that they discovered these bones in, was it used as a burial ground? Were they just placed there to be put out of the way in our past so we would find them in our present now? Purpose and reason for us seeing them and discovering them now.
They've been there all along.
Will they be able to date them?
Yes. They'll be able to date them, but their vaginas will be very small.
Yes, they were small people. Okay, very good. And they said they had very small brains, too, something the size of a tennis ball or something like that.
Mm-hmm. More like a bipedal primate, which university is sometimes kind of creating this as they go. It's how they get their funding. There's two places where they have access to parallel worlds, so they can parallel things in to keep them moving up the food chain, and that's how they do it.
Are you saying they've planted this stuff there, Ion?
Yes. The Ardipithecus ramidus.
You got that, Greg? They're planting this for academic things to do, research and development, never coming to a conclusion. Keep the funding. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Ion, for that. Okay, Eliza.
A few years ago, Swarovski crystals were all the rage with like people shopping for them and giving them as gifts, and they used to contain more than 30% lead. But then people started complaining about that, so Swarovski changed the lead content to where the crystals are virtually lead-free now. And they call it the new advanced crystal. Ion, did changing the lead content change the frequency of the crystals?
It's not crystal.
Without the lead, it's no longer crystal?
Well, if it's lead crystal, but it's just not. It's just glass. It's not even crystal.
Why do they call it Swarovski crystals and not Swarovski glass?
Swarovski crystal. Well, that's the whole point. It's cheaper.
Did changing the lead content change the frequency of the glass?
Yes, it's not crystal.
Did the company create the lead paranoia so they could make a cheaper product?
No, they didn't care.
But did they take advantage of whatever paranoia was out there?
Well, this is really working great for them, because who's buying it now? Nobody.
It did have the glass, Swarovski glass, did have a certain percentage of lead. They said it contained 30%, more than 30%. But
yes.
When they removed that lead, did that have anything to do with the public not buying them as much?
Yeah, they don't buy them now.
Are they not attracted to them anymore, or it's specifically because they removed the lead content, the lead?
Specifically about the lead, doesn't it? You're not drawn to it.
It's so interesting that a few years ago, like, I'd hear people buying them and, you know, wearing them, but I don't see them as much as they changed the lead content in 2012. Because of the complaints that they're hearing. So that's interesting.
And
they removed the lead.
And they killed their business.
Yeah. And people didn't know that having the lead in it was actually good for them.
They still don't. They still don't know that it's good for them.
Yeah.
And it's not our job to tell them.
It's not ours either. Very good. Ion, the other week when I asked you, I laughed when I came across this. So when I was asking you about the little closet above the alcove bed in Jefferson's room, and I asked you, if you open it, what do you find? And you said, turning machine, and then magic doors. So I'm thinking, okay, so there's this parallel world, and you see a turning machine, and you somehow go through it, and you see a magic door, you open it, and you go into another parallel world. So that's what I was thinking. But when I came across it, and this is what they said on it. Just as Jefferson's closet once featured an innovative turning machine which held his clothes, other rooms in the house contained similar devices. So the turning machine, it was also called a clothes rack, was in a recess at the foot of the bed with a horse-like thing with 48 projecting hands on it, which, you know, he hung his coats and waistcoats on it. That's what the turning machine was. That's what you were talking about?
Yes.
And he most likely brought that, like, these knickknacks and these mechanical inventions that he's brought into this world, he's probably brought it from the world that he was in?
Yes, more than likely. That's how they do innovation. You slip it in, and then you hide it, and you obsolesce it, and then you figure it out. It's just like your cell phone technology. That's how you had to get it in the past so you could find it for now.
And then they're known for these inventions, which is still good because we benefit from them anyway. We use them, and it's still good.
Yeah, especially Alva Edison.
Alba, A-L-B-A?
Alva Edison. Thomas Alva Edison.
Edison is the famous inventor 120 years ago. Ion, was Jefferson around the Edison lab? Did he help Thomas Alva Edison? Okay.
No.
All right, we need to take a break. We promised Kyle, he's in the shower, so let's play a song and we'll come back to you, Eliza, if you have a question.
Got a girl in the country and another in the city, and he's leading a double life. He spends some time in the country, some time in the city, and they both believe that they will be his wife. Now he's saying things about you that he just can't live without you. You're the only one his arms will ever hold. Just when you think you've found true love, he'll go out and just like a knife. Each girl believes that he will choose her, so don't be another loser in his already cheating double life. Now he's saying things about you that he just can't. Like a knife, each girl believes
because the image, he's been around a long time ago, so it's like an archetypal original style of singing, country. I guess many people imitated. It sounds familiar what he's doing, but I like the way he did it. Long time ago, I think. So thank you for that, Kyle. We'll put that in our inventory. Okay, back to you, Eliza.
So why the hell can't you do that with Vestal Goodman then? That's what we want to know.
I can play Vestal anytime you want. What's your preference?
How marvelous. No preference. It's all good. It's just we just want you to give us the same courtesy that you give these little people.
Well, look, I played some.
Bob played
a lot of your.
Oh
yeah,
Vestal.
You. I think you dropped off. Fine. I played you in the music hour 3 or 4 songs.
Mm.
You must have missed
it. Oh, no, we got all those. We love those. Galileo, we in the Vestal. Yeah.
No, that's not by Chris. That was the Indigo Girls. No, I played you. I played a whole bunch of, I had to play
Vestal.
2 versions of something. So what's your complaint?
No complaint. That was good. Just include us in your xenocracy.
We do.
Good. Oh, good.
This is unwarranted. I had your complaint based on nothing.
So numbers 15-15 doesn't apply to you, apparently.
That's what you do to me all the time, Bob. You tell me to do what I'm already doing, just so you can pretend.
Me too. Yeah, I'm always doing what I already did. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm going out and getting more ice cream.
He told you to enjoy that ice cream. That's right.
What's this about numbers 15-15? You want me to do something?
We already did that, Bob.
What are you bringing it up for? I'm sorry for the nonsense, Eliza. Of what? I mean, we let you read it.
Of xenocracy.
No xenocracy. Okay, Eliza, go ahead.
Akinaki. Okay, Akinaki. Yeah. Okay.
Leave that ice cream alone, Carol. She's going out to the garage to get the ice cream.
Okay.
She's going to eat it with a straw. That'll be doing.
Yeah, mute, Carol.
I got it. Going back into the house, I will put it in our other freezer so I can nip at it. Okay, go ahead, Eliza.
Ian, when you mentioned Thomas Alva Edison, I confused him for one of Jefferson's family members, I think his grandson, but of course Edison is a whole different person. He was also an inventor and businessman. So you mentioned the turning machine and the magic doors. What they say about the magic doors is that the dining room located directly over the cellar contains 2 dumbwaiters which carry wine up from the basement. The parlor has a set of magic doors so that as one door opens or closes, the other follows automatically. And the cabinet in which Jefferson wrote letters, performed scientific experiments, and designed buildings was filled with state-of-the-art devices, including a copy machine to help him in his desk. So by magic doors, it didn't have anything to do with going through a portal or a gate or anything like that. It was something that he designed as part of his house.
That he brought from other worlds, too.
Well, how did he get from other worlds? Why are Eliza saying that they weren't portals? Why? How do you know they weren't portals?
Yes, they were. Some were. That's how they got a lot of it in there, especially in the doors.
But it sounded like Eliza was just saying they weren't portals. Did I hear you wrong, Eliza?
No, they were portals.
I know. Eliza,
yes.
Did I hear you wrong?
Yes, so they were portals, but so when I asked Ion, the closet above the bed, when you open that closet, the gate, where does it lead to? And Ion said magic doors. So when I looked at magic doors, that was part of the house. And Ion just said, you know, he confirmed that the magic doors were brought over, that invention was brought over from his world. So
should you go with Mayweather or Andre Berto? What do you think?
Probably Andre Berto.
Nah, don't do it.
No?
No.
Okay, then Mayweather.
Oh, the point is, the reason we're having this conversation, Bob, is they're fighting right now. So there you go.
No, we're not fighting. Bob has
No.
Feet.
Floyd.
I got my
Floyd,
hand over
Floyd,
my balls as I attempt to move towards her. Because she'll kick me in the balls if I'm not careful, Liza.
Yeah,
no portals involved in this
Floyd. We're talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather, yes, I knew him. He nominated for my place in the Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, Virginia. He's the guy who sponsored me. Floyd Mayweather. Who's he?
Boxer.
He's a boxer.
Way back there?
No, he's a boxer.
Today?
Yeah, and it's going on tonight.
So what did you ask about him? How he would do?
I didn't ask anything. Ian brought them up, and they asked, who do we want to go with, Mayweather or Andre Berto?
Oh, I thought that was something related to Jefferson. What is the other guy's name? Let's go by the names. What's the other guy's name?
Andre Berto.
Foreigner. We don't want any foreigner, right, Andre? It's French. Are we with Howard Stern, who hates the French? Do we go with Howard Stern and vote for Floyd? What do you think? Should I take a poll here? Speak up.
Floyd.
Everybody go. We're going for Floyd. Yeah, Floyd. Thank you, everybody. We'll get back to you, and you'll have your questions for Ryan. Okay, we will play Rewrite, number 24, April 6th, 2011, with some interesting topics. And remember, I will occasionally feature very difficult stuff that Ion does, just to show you the sophistication we get into sometimes on the Rewrite. Here we go.
Bob was. When was this, in the private reading with Brian?
Yeah. Regarding China and the Sentinel.
Right.
And then now Brian has a new perspective of what that even is.
Right.
And good. Okay.
But that connects to some of the seven wonders.
It will.
Yeah. So we have a new aspect.
Do you see how we said that it will? Meaning, if you pressed it not so much right this hot second, but.
And that relates to the gyroscoping chart itself.
Well, but since y'all learning how to triangulate, you'll be able to cipher that yourself, you see.
But these different meanings are the ratios caused by the oscillating gyroscoping hologram of the chart.
Okay.
So it has different meanings and different ratios.
That's okay. That's not problematic for us. But now, Bob has said this a million times, and we're going to say it one more time, just like Bob. Do not get stuck in any tiered level of this connection that you're making, because sure as you get stuck, you'll find that it would be diminished or replaced or repulsed.
Like a Raiders of the Lost Ark movie. You know, he'd overcome some situation, but then he'd have to come up with another way of thinking out the next crazy environment he had to get through. He wouldn't apply what he learned in the previous one to the new situation, I don't think.
Kurt, that's fair. Yes.
Ion, because once we get through the revelations, we're going to do Finnegan's Wake, right?
Do you want
and
to?
And it'll extend this even more, correct?
It will, and then you'll be ready to apply the play for cipher and read what James Joyce was really trying to say all the fucking while.
Because was he talking about the hologram?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's
Very
not what
cool.
you thought, it's what you knew.
It's what I knew. Thank you, love.
And Issy ain't got over it yet.
Okay, very cool.
Issy is a character in Finnegan's Wake.
Yes, that's correct.
But Ion, do we first have to apply a play for cipher to the angel diagram?
Nope.
No?
Okay.
You do not. It's complete.
Okay.
It's complete. It's yours for the taking.
Okay, how many degrees of freedom are there in the gyroscope of the diagram?
Define what you mean when you say degree of freedom.
Okay, normally in a gyroscope, there's 3 degrees of freedom within the gyroscope object, meaning I can turn it, you know, left to right, forward,
these are
back.
14.
14 degrees of freedom? Okay.
That's Whoa. Correct.
Cool.
Because that's the only way you're going to get the holographic dynamic.
Yeah.
So does that mean each ring is a degree of freedom?
No. Each ring has 14 different degrees that it can move.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
And that's why your arcs are going to be significant when you start pulling. If you're calling, if you look at saving, mm-hmm. you're looking at saving, and Z up in the corner is your A
mm-hmm.
angle, okay? And the down at the point is your B, and then the little A's are the C
yep.
angle,
yep.
and then you start pulling an arc. If you extend those line segments and pull an arc, you're going to find mm-hmm. that it almost goes to that next ring. But when you pull
yeah.
the calculation from that gate and you pull a cord from the not perfectly round circle, you're going to change the whole proximity or the aspect. Now, Chad, you're going to call that ratio, and we're not going to disagree with you. However,
mm.
aspect would be more apropos.
Mm-hmm.
Not aspect ratio, just aspect?
Correct, because mm. you would say it's ratio, and you wouldn't be wrong, but once you play with it a bit, you're going to find, because if you measure those lengths of all mm. of those tangents, if each of those are a tangent, if you
yeah.
look at all those tangents, you're going to find they have different lengths of the line segments. So
yeah.
the only way you're going to make that ever flow for you is to pull cords off those opposing angles from the circular. You're going to have to extend those line segments to be able to pull an arc for a cord to make that work. But and see, even all your ciphering, hell, even all your equivalents are marked. If you look, every value that you're not knowing, it's going to have, it's got the value on the outer ring. Remember that trigonometric value?
Yeah.
See,
okay,
even the ciphering's done for you.
We dropped off our call when Chad asked that question about the playfer. So what was your answer?
Oh, the angel diagram has no playfer cipher. It's
okay.
straight out. Full-on, full, non-physical frontal nudity.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good.
But
hey, James.
The wake and Ulysses will have a new meaning when you get through with that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hey,
so that was an excerpt from Rewrite, April 6, 2011. And you heard a little bit of complex chord arc talk.